The Shepherd Symposium on Social Justice is underway at the University of Wyoming, and it'll be featuring several spotlight events during the rest of this week. This weekend, one of those events is photography sessions for the Self-Evident Truths Project. Ayo Tillett Wright is the founder and photographer of that project, and she's an LGBTQ activist. She's attempting to photograph 10,000 people from all 50 states who identify as anything other than 100% straight. She's doing that in hopes of showing Americans the diverse makeup of the LGBTQ community. Ayo spoke with me ahead of her visit and told me the seed for this project came partly from her own upbringing.
My parents were both very open to me expressing what my identity was. So when I was 6, I decided that I wanted to be a boy, and I lived that full time until I was 14. And they'd never forced me into any boxes about it. And that kind of produced this interesting mindset that I have now that's also very different to most LGBT people, where they have been disowned by their families or were given a lot of grief by their families. I am kind of like an ambassador of what it can be like when your parents actually completely accept you for what you are.
So it's the Self-Evident Truths Project. Can you explain a little bit about it?
The name comes from the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I'm photographing 10,000 people who identify as anywhere on the LGBT spectrum in all 50 states and taking those 10,000 portraits to the Washington Monument. And I'm going to lay them out on the National Mall and stage some kind of event around it. And the idea is just to present a vast cross-section of this community across the entirety of the nation and present the idea that we are not some baby-eating Gila monster freakazoids. We are the people who drive your bus, who cook your food, who take care of your children, who protect your streets, who heal you when you go to the hospital. You know, we are everywhere and we are everyone already. And it's just a matter of whether you're going to deny that or acknowledge it.
Your goal originally was 2 weeks and then it was 4,000 people and now it's 10,000 people and you're getting pretty close to that number. So what about this spurred such growth and will you actually stop at 10,000 or are you going to keep going?
Oh my God, no, I'm going to stop at 10,000. No, the original 2 weeks was just a tester. We were just like, will people even show up? And they did. They came out and drove. And then it was more a matter of, okay, how do we fund this now? And we made that video. It's like a 2-minute black and white little fun video that announces my intentions. And then 85,000 people watched that and started emailing us and being like, come to places like Laramie, Wyoming. Come to North Carolina. Come to Nebraska. Please, we need you. And then it became like not a matter of choice. I just had to do it. So I did a Kickstarter. And the Kickstarter, I presented it as, look, our minimum goal is $12,000 so that we can do San Francisco and LA. And if we raise more than that, I'll keep going. And we raised 14. So it's just been like inch by inch by inch by inch. And then I realized after I photographed 350 people in New York, 300 people in San Francisco, and 250 people in LA, I was like, wait a second. Now I have 950 people, and I haven't even left the coastal utopias. So Eve Ensler, who wrote The Vagina Monologues, came on as a very early benefactor of the project and was like, I don't think you should get corporate sponsorship. How do you want to pay for this? I will give you $10,000. What will you do with that $10,000? And my immediate response was, I want to go to the Deep South, which is kind of like a little skinny nerd walking into a basketball game and asking for a beating. But I did it because I felt like those were the areas where nobody ever shines a flashlight. Nobody ever goes to Laramie, Wyoming and is like, hey, gays, come out. Hey, trans people, come out and let me photograph you and give you some attention. So it became readily apparent that within 4,000 people, I couldn't get the cross-section, the diversity that I wanted to have for this thing to be impactful. So I decided to make it 10,000 and all 50 states.
You mentioned it's a little bit like a skinny nerd walking into a basketball game and asking for a beating. Are you ever worried that someone who's hostile might show up, that you might get negative reactions?
Yeah, absolutely. When we were going through the Deep South, I really thought every day I woke up and was like, today might be the day that the Westboro Baptist Church shows up and harasses you and harasses the children and older people who come to your shoot, and like, what are you going to do about that? You know, I'm from New York, so my initial response is always like, oh, I'll fight them. But then it's like, as an ambassador, first of all, I'm 118 pounds and I'm 5'9" and a half. So I'm like a toothpick. Second of all, as an ambassador of a community or whatever I've become, as like a mouthpiece for a group of people, there are nonviolent ways that you have to approach something like that. So I've had my rhetoric prepared for 5 years, and it's never happened.
Never.
No.
Ayo, you mentioned Eve Ensler as one of the people who was an early supporter, and how she told you that you shouldn't do this with corporate money. So how are you funding it?
We sell T-shirts. They're just like cute black T-shirts that say "We Are You" down the front in white. They're unisex. For every T-shirt that's sold for $20, one of the faces, the 10,000 faces on the National Mall, gets sponsored. So let's say I buy a shirt on the National Mall, a random photo will say sponsored by Ayo Tillett-Wright, 29 Los Angeles. And that's really the only way that we fund the project, and with private donations. Also, because when you wear that shirt, a kid who's not out may see it, and they will know that they are okay by you and they're a little bit safer in the world because they've seen your shirt or they've seen the sticker and they know that somebody out there supports them.
Ayo Tillett-Wright is a photographer and activist. She's the founder of the Self-Evident Truths Project. She'll be coming to Laramie Friday and Saturday to photograph people for the project. She'll be outside the Union Ballroom. Ayo, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.